In our next segment of the program, it's time to learn a little bit about the general plan and the update of said general plan in the city of Napa. Joining us now is Michael Walker, who is a senior planner with the city of Napa. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you here to get us started on what will be a multi-week, multi-month effort, right?
Yes, correct.
So, first of all, what is the general plan? Let's start from, kindergarten level here.
All right. The general plan is a lot of things. It's something that's required by the state for all cities and counties within the state of California. It really serves as a constitution for growth and conservation in the city. It lays out a long-term vision for the more commonly thought of items such as housing, land use, transportation, more of the physical attributes that we see every day. It also includes goals and policies for public safety, economics, and community services, things you don't normally think about but are extremely important to how the city plans for the needs of its citizens. Mm-hmm. Napa's current general plan was adopted back in 1998 with a vision through 2020, and we are almost there. So
imagine
it's
that.
Time for a reboot.
So how does a city like Napa go about that reboot process?
So it's approximately a two-year process. It involves a lot of community visioning. We're just starting off that stage right now. I can tell you that engagement with the community is the first and foremost step to kicking these things off, and that's what we're getting into right now. Mm-hmm. We want to get everyone thinking about what they love about Napa, what they'd like to see change, what issues are important to the citizens of Napa.
Mm-hmm. And so is there a meeting schedule? How's that work?
Yeah, we have a lot of outreach coming up here through the next couple months for the kickoff of the visioning process. There'll be workshops. City staff will be doing pop-up events all over town. There's online surveys. We're going to be doing some specialized outreach programs to our Spanish-speaking community, a youth outreach program, also reaching out to our seniors and seniors-to-be, folks that, as we look forward 20 years, who will be the seniors in 2040 and what will their needs be?
Mm-hmm. Very good. How long have you been with the city of Napa?
Just over 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Have you been through a general plan update process in other
jurisdictions? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. This would be my third.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are there any things that take people by surprise in this process? From a citizen perspective, there's always a lot of unknowns about how things work and, how systems are developed.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is kind of what I alluded to earlier, is there's a lot of things in the general plan that are beyond the physical attributes of the city that we see every day. Everybody thinks about, where are we going to put housing? How are the roads going to have capacity for all the traffic and getting around town? But there's also a lot of things in the community services standpoint, goals and objectives for the city to try to obtain to make life better for the citizens of Napa. So those are really some of the surprising things when people understand it's not just mm-hmm. about, where we build shopping centers and houses. It's there's a lot more to it.
Are we talking there about parks and trails and things like that?
Yes, everything. Parks, mm-hmm. trails, like I said, economics, housing, of course, land use, transportation, safety. Mm-hmm. Safety is a big thing, especially with recent wildfires and flooding happening. We really need to take a look at how our city develops and making sure that in the event of evacuations that we have the proper things in place to meet those needs.
Multiple layers and many, many departments in the city are involved in this.
Every department in the city is involved.
Very good. Did we list off dates and times and so forth yet?
No, not yet.
Let's go through some of that.
All right. So our first workshop, visioning workshop, will be held on this coming Monday. It's a more of a drop-in event. It starts at 4:30 and goes through about 7:30. It'll be held at New Tech High School. You can register online. The city has a general plan update website. It's napa2040.com. Mm-hmm. You can, like I said, you can register online there. Registration is not required. We just encourage it so we kind of get an idea how many mm-hmm. people are going to show up. Mm-hmm. We'll also be having a booth at Locals Night at the Oxbow on this coming Tuesday, the 12th. from 5 to 8. And we'll also be appearing at the Farmers Market the next three weekends, weather pending. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there from 8:30 in the morning until 1.
All right. So next Monday, we're talking about March the 12th. Is that correct?
I believe it's the 11th.
11th. Okay. What day is that? Let's not worry about it.
Yeah.
Everybody has a calendar. The very, very beginning of the beginning to have these initial meetings, what's the expectation? That we've had a lot of talk on the show about a changing mood and not just in the city of Napa, but sort of countywide that was typified in Measure C, mm-hmm. and a sort of referendum on tourism that was implied by all of that and so forth. Are there any expectations? Are you getting early warning, as it were, about things that are going to come forward?
I think the biggest theme that we've seen so far in the conversations that we've had, and that includes putting together council impaneled a 15-member general plan advisory committee. We call it the GPAC.
Right.
And what we've found through that interviewing and visioning process through that is that obviously housing is the biggest challenge that we're facing, housing for all affordability types. So that has really, really been the main focus of everybody's thinking for the next 20 years is, where are we going to put housing? Where are we going to house the people that live and work, here in the community?
Mm-hmm. If a person feels strongly about something they think should happen, let's say really want to see a sports field built, really want to see a community center developed, mm-hmm. something like that, or the ubiquitous roller rink,
mm-hmm.
Can someone come to one of these meetings with a desire to tell a story about why they think something should become part of the city? Sometimes it's more, I don't want to see X, Y, and Z happen,
sure.
So that's why I'm here, is to keep something from happening. But what about people who are advocating for a particular thing? Is this the place and time?
This is the place and time. And like I said, it really sets this process gives everyone an opportunity to come out and let us know what you like about Napa, what you'd like to see in Napa in the future. And that includes different types of uses, different amenities, different park things. And what it allows us to do is it really sets the stage for the next 20 years and how the city prioritizes budgeting, capital improvement programs, all those types of things. When we have a goal in the general plan that says we want to have X in place by 10 years from now, then the council understands that we can start budgeting and working towards achieving that goal.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. We're talking with Michael Walker, who's senior planner with the city of Napa. We're learning about the start of the general plan update process. And you mentioned Napa2040.com.
Correct.
As the website.
Yes.
Anything else?
I just think it's really important for the folks out there to know that the general plan really needs to be a vision and that reflects the interests of the community. This can't be a top-down type of document. The city and its citizens and the people that live and work here really need to feel invested in this vision for the future. So it really becomes their general plan, not just a general plan of the city of Napa.
Mm, that's a good point. Not everything that gets into a general plan ends up happening, right? A lot of times we have some contentious
Sure.
moments when there is something. What I'm thinking of is that extension on the west side of Highway 29, the mm-hmm. Browns Valley, Linda Vista-ish
Correct.
Extension that's been in the general plan for a long time,
yes.
but the neighborhood has really stood up and said they don't want it, right?
Right. Yeah, those types of things, obviously, when you look at something, and those types of things will be back on the table for discussion again,
right.
Street connections, those things. So what we look at in these general plans is from a very high level. And then sometimes when you get down to the micro level where it's really impacting communities, that opinions start to change, priorities start to change. And are there better ways to achieve the same goals that don't impact people as negatively? So again, this is really a visioning document. And then once we start getting into trying to implement that document, do you find maybe that there are some other alternatives
sure.
to it?
Yeah, and it's not final by any
Correct.
Stretch. It isn't a project in of itself. It's a
right.
It's a guideline.
Right.
Is there potential for areas to see a change in zoning as a result of a general plan update?
Yes. There's a lot of areas, and what we've identified, our consultants have prepared the first step, which is our existing conditions report that really, it's kind of a snapshot of the city where we are right now. What we find is there's a lot of really underdeveloped and underutilized properties in Napa that could benefit from a change in zoning, a change in vision that would allow for some of these areas to increase their density with housing or a mix of uses. The Jefferson Corridor is a prime opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's underutilized with the older type of shopping centers, with the large parking fields, those types of things that maybe be able to redevelop if the proper zoning and general plan designations are in place.
Yeah. All right. Once again, Napa2040.com. I can't believe we're looking at 2040 as a as an objective date out there. Michael Walker from the city of Napa talking about the general plan update. Thanks for coming in today. It's a good way to start our understanding. We'll try to keep people informed here on the show as much as we can.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Time for a break. More to come on KVON after these messages.
At Redwood Credit Union, we help people accomplish their goals with tips to help them save more money, like small changes you can make that have a big impact on your finances. For example, if you're someone who buys lunch every day, simply bringing it one day a week instead of dining out could save you over $500 a year. That's meaningful savings with minimal effort and a great way to work toward future goals. Bank with us. Open your account today. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Federally insured by NCUA.
A new Planet Fitness is coming soon. To celebrate, join our judgment-free zone for just $1 down and then $10 a month. You'll get brand new cardio and strength equipment, plus free fitness training and a totally friendly staff. This offer won't last. Just $1 down and then $10 a month. Join today at our pre-sale location or at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
Get your pre-sale membership offer at 373 South McDowell Boulevard, Petaluma. Offer expires April 16th.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
He won't come. He's too busy.
Jenny, of course he'll come.
Happy birthday!
Dad!
I know. You guys didn't think I'd make it, but come on. Could I really miss my son's birthday? Here you go, Dan.
Thanks, Dad. But today's Jenny's birthday.
Give me that. Happy birthday, Jenny!
Need to get closer to your family?
Nice football, Dad.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, let's take a little time to examine a couple of stories in the news. And here's a little something while we're focused on local things. I can't resist mentioning this item from the Napa Valley Register. Did you hear about the business proposed for American Canyon that's not being welcomed with open arms? The Bottoms Up Espresso. Bottoms Up Espresso, accused of being in reality a bikini cafe that qualifies as adult entertainment. A unanimous verdict came from the American Canyon City Council, according to this story by Barry Eberling. In the Napa Valley Register, the verdict was to uphold a city manager decision to revoke the business license for Bottoms Up Espresso at the former Caffino kiosk on Broadway. Council ruling that an adult entertainment aspect of the business ran afoul of city code. City Council member David Oro successfully pushed for a vote that night rather than grant the applicant's request for more time to respond to the city's arguments. He showed a photo from the Bottoms Up Espresso franchise in another city, a scantily clad female barista, and said at the meeting, "Let's call it what it is, adult entertainment." City officials pointed to the company's corporate dress code with a city legal brief using the term bikini cafe. One audience member called the business a peep show hidden as a coffee shop. I haven't heard that term in a while, peep show. I was so intrigued, just in the interest of research and for the show, not that I wanted to, I did go and look at some photos from Bottoms Up Espresso, as you may be encouraged to do as well when you hear about it. What is it they're talking about? I need to know more. And oh my goodness, I can kind of see what they're talking about. If you've been to a Hooters or you've seen pictures of girls at Hooters, you're acquainted with the idea of, sex sells. Let's make it short, right? Are you familiar with the term breastaurant? That's, in any event, it's a free country, I guess. However, it's also within the control of officials when you're looking for use permits and so forth to say no if they don't think it's appropriate. And based on the photos I saw, it was a little bit more than you'd ever see at a Hooters. The Bottoms Up Espresso employee photos from other locations. One that I saw was in Tracy. They have locations in Modesto, I believe, and other areas in the Central Valley. I think it's kind of a clever marketing ploy, a clever branding concept. You're going to get coffee anyway. Why not have a chance to check out a pretty girl while you're doing it, right? That's your business model in a nutshell. Okay. Like I said, free country, but American Canyon says, no thanks. We really don't care for portraying our community as welcoming this. I guess that's the simplest way to put it. Elsewhere, as we talk about local news, we were referencing the general plan update a few moments ago, as you may have heard. What we did not talk about is something that I'm sure is going to come up at every general plan meeting that they have, and that's the proposed Civic Center. Howard Yoon, writing for the Register, covering yesterday's meeting, and tells us that a united Napa City Council voted Tuesday night to look at new options for a Civic Center complex to replace the 1950s-era City Hall and the scattered collection of other buildings. City staff and consultants will pursue alternatives to the four-story combination City Hall and Police Station plan that was unveiled nearly 2 years ago. The new evaluation is expected to produce various options for council members to review within 5 to 6 months, with the possibility of choosing different sites or even to separate the law enforcement and civilian buildings. The analysis may sharply alter the location, layout, and design of the project as proposed a couple of years ago, which is kind of the point, I suppose. Location, layout, and design were all criticized on one level or another, I suppose. Location may be the least of those. And yet there are a lot of opinions and a lot of ideas, and this is really what the last city council election ended up being about in many ways. And I think if we didn't have this reboot, this stop and take a step back and start over, look at new options, review existing options kind of approach, there'd be a lot of people upset. This was absolutely necessary to happen. And oftentimes, don't you think? Oftentimes when you do this, when you go through this process, you think you have the plan, but you get some pushback and you revisit, and then you discover, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is a better option. And what if we did this instead? And times change, even 2 years, and it'd be several years to bring it forward to fruition anyway. So I think it's a good thing. I think most people would agree with that. Stop and take another look, review all the options, come up with a plan that has greater acceptance going forward with the new council that's in place. It's certainly holds the potential for a much happier outcome. All right, then. That's all the time we have for right now, so let's take a little break here.